This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney. Big news today, Philly's the first to do it. Will others follow suit? Yep, nothing till February of 2021. The city announced that all public events over 50 people that require a permit are prohibited until February, when it's very chilly in the city of brotherly love. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, they're banking on the fact that it's going to be a horrific fall and not too great of a winter either. So the Eagles, for example, will be allowed to play, no crowds. The Philadelphia Phillies won't have one fan in the stands. And the city feels pretty confident that, at least the health commissioner anyway, that if they do these protocols, they can really kick the crap out of this virus, as they say, with the mask on in Philadelphia. But the ban affects everything. The annual Army-Navy game is scheduled to play at the Link on December 12th, and a lot of sporting events, of course, would be killed, so to speak. But anything else with 50 or more people, pretty much shutting down the city to any kinds of gatherings. Always at the top of this show because we want to be realistic. I mean, listen, I am glasses half full queen. There's no question about it. If you and I were to meet, you would see it right away. But even I can only be so positive, and I think it's good to get that shot of realism and know what the numbers are. So 138,000 people have died from the coronavirus. There have been 1.3 million people that have recovered. Yay! Go recovery. I'm on team recovery. In fact, I'm on team, let's not even get there. But confirmed cases, 3.48 million. You can't see me, but I'm doing the wave for those recovery numbers, and I just want them to keep increasing. There is some good news, and there is some brutal news. It just depends on what point of view you take and also how much faith you put in what's happening with the vaccine. Moderna's COVID vaccine, I told you I thought of the three, they were going to be the best of all these trials. They are motivated. All of them are motivated. And what's happened with them is it appears to be pretty safe. They've been able to provide some kind of immunity because they've gone through phase one. There's new data from these early trials, and it's showing that, but whether that immune response is enough to protect someone from the coronavirus that causes COVID-19, that's still murky, still not clear. But it is some positive news, and this means you move forward, you keep going. There's more tests to be done. There's more specifics to dig through and figure this out. I mean, the clinical trial is so important. In the trial, 45 people were divided in three groups. One got a high dose, one a medium dose, one a low dose. You get it. Each got two shots a month apart so that they could see the reactions. They could compare them with, did they have fatigue, chills, headache, muscle pain, that kind of stuff, which is pretty typical with vaccines. And those who had the highest dose had a severe reaction after the second shot, according to the study, including somebody spiked a fever of 103. So these are the early stages, but the early stages look good because it looks like, as was explained by the dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, which is pretty prestigious, it looks like the vaccine was able to induce virus neutralizing an antibody, which is positive. But again, the level of the virus, neutralizing antibody, all that kind of stuff, the immunity thing, there's still kind of unknowns there. So now they move into another area of trials. And you've got 30,000, let me say that number again, 30,000 participants are going to start on July 27th. And then they'll get a better sense in a much larger group well, you know, what the response is, the level of protection, all that kind of stuff. But I think it's something that at least points in the right direction. All right, top doc, Anthony Fauci from the National Institute of Health. He is the leader there. Here's what he had to say, his latest take on the virus.
I believe, for the most part, you can trust respected medical authorities. You know, I believe I'm one of them, so I think you can trust me. But I would stick with respected medical authorities who have a track record of telling the truth, who have a track record of giving information and policy and recommendations based on scientific evidence and good data.
All right, good data. So that's why the Moderna study is so important, and the two other studies that are being done are as well, because it's where what we're looking for. We're looking for that data. We're mining it. Let's see what happens. But the fact that the COVID vaccine appears safe and it might be effective, I'm doing another wave. That's a good thing. I mean, it's really, really good, especially because we're seeing that half of all states are spiking at a faster rate than in the spring, and then we're looking at what's going to happen in the fall and in the winter, and, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I've got a cracked eight ball, and every time I shake it up, and I'm shaking it up right now, and it always comes up the same. Ask again later. Yeah. If I knew the specific answer to this question, and I have tapped into every big brain I can find. We don't know. I mean, there's still so many questions. But again, the testing, the data, these are the steps that have to happen. And we keep moving as a nation, and we try to keep moving in a direction where we are getting the economy moving, people are working, we're figuring out innovative ways to get things done, and that is happening. There's some pretty amazing things that are happening with what we thought we couldn't get done from afar that is, including, you know, the tug of war over going back to schools. At least there's the option of online. And even in some of the poorer neighborhoods and schools that don't have as much, there are people that are looking, and hopefully enough, to donate computers to get it working. And we do have that option. And I know with higher ed, because I have a couple of friends in that game, they've already been told that, yeah, it's online. They're doing it from home. They're doing the classes that way. They're meeting with students that way. And even if we don't like it, at least it's an option thanks to technology that we have. And it's actually getting better. An extension, a refund, tears, or a few beers? Which are you? Taxes are due.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Love, love, love. Love, love, love. Love, love, love. You know really
right? Your taxes are due. And I said it. Are you filing that extension? Are you getting a refund? I don't get it. If you're getting a refund, man, why wouldn't you already have that in your pocket? And if the government didn't get it to you, okay, that's one thing. But I would think that you would have immediately jumped on that. But they say, they being the IRS, that they have a pile of money to give back to people, kind of like Publishers Clearing House. You don't get the balloons, but yeah, you get the money in the mail, so get your bloody money. And then the people that owe taxes and you think that you can hide somewhere, and listen, there's tax evaders and then there's people who fight the whole idea of taxes, but ultimately Uncle Sam, he finds you. They find you, right? So if you don't file a tax extension, I mean, there is no penalty for filing an extension but not paying on time or enough or failing to file altogether. Well, that costs you because then they slap the interest on you. And the interest is like 25%. So it's not a good 25%. That's not what you want. But I'm not lecturing anybody because, listen, I got mine done by the hair of my chinny chin chin. I looked up and suddenly it was July and I said, oh, that's right. I have taxes, and luckily I have the man, Gary Atkins, to do it for me. And masked up as he was and masked up as I was, we got it done before this, before they were due, we had them done. So, yay. Can I get some applause for that? I mean, we need applause on this show.
Joe. Nice to meet you. Hey, can I call you Joe?
So I'm giving that applause to all of you. Can I call you Joe? I'm giving you that applause to all of you out there who are not sweating it out. Remember the good old days when you sharpened your pencils and you were going to do it yourself and it was oh so easy. You had your W-2s and then there was that long line because you had to get your taxes stamped before midnight. I can remember as a television reporter how many live shots did I do in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and how many times did I do that in Santa Barbara, California, where I was the one who would have to be out there with a photographer interviewing the last person to get their taxes in on time. I think there would be some grace and space in a way, but not with what the penalties are and all that sort of thing. I would be curious as to what the procrastination would look like, you know, because there was the extra time. So is it better? You know, is it worse because now all of a sudden the creep happens where it just creeps up on you and it's July? I mean, listen, there's no shame in the whole tax thing. If you've ever listened to my show, and maybe you haven't, so welcome to it if you're a first-timer. I'm for rehauling the system. I've looked into, and I've had people on about flat taxes, other creative ways to do taxes. I really like flat tax, though, and I think it could work. However, the IRS is so cumbersome. In my lifetime, do I see that being pulled apart? The answer to that is no. In my nephew's lifetime, he's 19, I think maybe that could happen. But it's not going to happen anytime in the near future. So that's that. If you didn't get them in, just file the bloody extension and get it off your plate. Don't worry about it. And push it off. Push it off for yet another day. Because you can do it. You can do it. All right, I'd like to call this segment in honor of taxes and money, 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 that where are we headed when it comes to the economics of it all? And sadly, and I'm hearing more and more stories, people I know who have taken engineers, all kinds of professionals, blue-collar workers I know, taking hits to their bank account because they had to take a 10 or 20% drop or, you know, whatever it might be. And they're grateful that they still have jobs. It depends on the industry. Now, there is talk about another stimulus. There is a chance of that happening. And there is also, by the way, or there's lots of debate over it, there is also, which a lot of people don't realize, I guarantee there's some of you listening to me in Tucson, Arizona, perhaps, in Portland, Oregon, in New Orleans, in West Virginia, in Connecticut, wherever our show is on, fabulous affiliates. There's some of you that have been impacted by COVID-19 that are eligible to get a grant of $1,000 because it's from that CARES Act that passed back in March, and you don't have to repay it. It's for gig people. Think about it. Are you a writer, freelance writer? Do you drive for ride sharing? I have a friend that does that. Are you an artist? Are you a photographer? Are you a house cleaner? Are you in other jobs that are flexible, but you don't have any security? So, I mean, at least you would get that. While they're hammering out the details of this potential second round of a stimulus check, you still could get that $1,000 in for being a gig worker. And I guarantee that there are definitely people that could use that $1,000 that are listening. So don't be shy about that. Go and dig that out on the IRS website. You'll get it. You don't have to pay it back because I don't think a lot of people realize that that's there. As for what happens with this next injection of money into the economy to support the people most slammed by the novel coronavirus, it's really up to the Senate to decide what they're going to do with the House's stimulus package to make that become a reality. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says, you know, we're looking at the fourth and final bill, and we'll get a decision will come up with a decision moving forward, probably, probably soon, probably by the end of July was the last, we would know for certain at the end of June, but now it's like by the end of July, we might know what that is. But here's the bottom line. It would be the House wants $1 trillion to help state, local, and tribal governments pay frontline workers. They want $200 billion in hazard pay to essential workers, $175 billion, boy, these numbers are big, right, in housing assistance, $75 billion to ramp up coronavirus testing and tracing, and then unemployment, program where they're going to expire, it would extend the program until January and add an extra $600 per week to unemployment benefits, because there was that debate about whether people were just going to hang out, because if they added up what the money was, why would they go back to work, because they wouldn't make that much money. But they had that in there. If the Senate tears that out, who knows. A second stimulus check for individuals like the first one, it would be $1,200, but you would get more, of course, each household. If you had two people, $2,400, or kids, you would get more money for kids. It would be just like what happened in early spring. So it depends on how soon the Senate gets it together, how fast the IRS can distribute checks, yada, yada, yada. And probably at least one more coming, though. That's probably what we'll see. So good news for some, right? Especially if you've got mouths to feed and that stretches a little bit. I mean, of course, it's never enough, but I just gave you a couple of those. Just gave you a couple of thoughts on government-wise, what's a possibility. How's that, right? What a possibility is, what it could be. And, by the way, if you're a teacher, Target to most people. How about this? Target's teacher discount. Someone sent me a link to this today. I'm not advertising for them, but I thought it was interesting. Smart of them. You get 15% off because, they still, even at home, have things that they have to have for the trade. Now more than ever, for some of the teacher prep stuff that they've got to do from home. Although it's got to be a lot different than what you had to do when you were outfitting the classroom. Because, my goodness, some teachers would be out of pocket a couple of thousands of dollars, even in the elementary grades and in the upper grades, too, as well. Joe in Orlando says, it's a wild world when it comes to Karens. Do you even know what Karens mean? We're talking about it next as we hit the mailbag.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the United States for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems. The results are just what infectious disease experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped for.
The candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
He says the vaccine will now begin key final testing. He also says there are no guarantees.
I think by the end of this year and the beginning of calendar year 2021, we will have enough information to know whether the candidates that we're dealing with are safe and effective.
According to researchers, so far there are no serious side effects. Nearly two dozen possible coronavirus vaccines are in various stages of testing around the world. This is USA Radio News. Ghislaine Maxwell, the one-time girlfriend and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, has made a virtual courtroom appearance. She'll remain behind bars until her trial 1 year from now. In a hearing that lasted roughly about 2 hours, the federal judge sided with prosecutors who argued that Maxwell was an extreme flight risk due to several foreign bank accounts and many different passports. Bail was denied. The defense claimed that the British socialite was not a substitute for Jeffrey Epstein and that she was the target of media spin. Statements from victims state that Maxwell was a calculating sexual predator who made them fear for their safety. On the third day of battling a fire of a Navy ship in San Diego, there's some progress to report. Rear Admiral Philip Sovic.
Got it now isolated into two main areas, really at the back part of the ship as well as at the front.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Oh. You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Dance with me, virtually. Ooh, yeah. I love it. I'm dancing with all of you, thousands of you at one time. Oh, that's right. Do you have your mask on? That's the good thing about virtual dancing, right? It's okay. It's safe. So we're in the mail room, and picture this. There's just so much mail. I can't even stand it. I am just going from shelf to shelf, and I'm randomly picking it out. And actually, that's what I do, because if we get so much mail, thank you. I kind of randomly hit it. So don't get upset if I don't read your email. Keep emailing me. I guarantee I eventually will. And how do you do that? Go to katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. You can email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. See how easy that is? I made it easy this time instead of confusing. So I'm on the radio. You got my name, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. That's exactly what Joe in Orlando did, and he said, hey, sister, it's pretty wild down here, especially with the Karens. I know you know what Karens are, and it's the insane white ladies that seem to be freaking out, and then they get featured on YouTube. What gives with that? All right, so if you don't know what a Karen is, he described it. You know, there's a hashtag, you go to Karen's Gone Wild, in fact, and I think that's what he's referring to. And it's usually white women in their 40s, and they're blonde, and somebody started it up, not just recently, this has been around for a while, and it was about what they do in the streets or in the stores or documents, you know, what they're demanding when they're, you know, where they are. And, of course, people with any kind of a smartphone can shoot it, can do the video of it when somebody flips out. And this has happened in a few cases, and we've seen it in a few stores. Somebody at the Fiesta Foods in Dallas, Texas, throwing the food out, throwing it, screaming, didn't have the mask on, but had a mask in the hand, and was asked by the employee to leave and didn't like it, and then that was that. Recently, that's been more of that, I think, than anything else. More of that. Then there was the woman, and I don't know what's going on with Texas, but also at Texas, at a 7-Eleven who spit on the counter after she was refused service because she wasn't wearing a mask. There was an Arizona woman who filmed herself destroying a mask display at Target, was arrested by the Phoenix police. Now, was that worth it? Was that worth it? And then you also get this fame you don't want, and then you get this nickname you don't want. Who wants to be called Karen when you know that it's a slur against you and what it means? It's a stigmatism for your behavior. And it's definitely caught on. It's part of the lexicon, if you will. Here's my question. What do you call a guy who does it? They call him, and I didn't know this. Usually I'm up on these pop references, but I didn't know this one. If a guy goes into a tirade somewhere and it's filmed, same thing, they call him the Florida man. The Florida man. And they don't have to live in Florida, which I think is very odd, but okay. So there was the man who went on a tirade at a Costco when he was asked to wear a mask, and he was identified as a Florida man. And then there was the tech CEO who blew up at a California restaurant and was spouting anti-Asian slurs, and he was public, you know, there's lots of public shaming, including his own mother giving an interview to a British reporter saying she was appalled by her son's behavior and that he had addiction issues. So mom went further. And Michael Lofthouse took down his social media pages on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter because he was getting hammered. So I think I call it something different. I call it the man or the woman in the protective box. They don't realize the second you're out of your box, I'm not going to call it bubble because of the coronavirus. Everyone says the word bubble, so I'm sick of that. But it's box. So you leave your box. And once you're out in, you know, you're out in the box, you think that nobody's seeing it, but everybody has a phone. So something could easily get misconstrued, by the way. But when you're screaming and you're yelling at people, throwing food or yelling curse words, whatever, you know, slurs, how do you deny that? And that's happening a lot. And people are ready and willing to shoot that video and put it up there on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, wherever. And then you have to be like this guy who lost his marbles in California. Even his mom said so. And you got to take down the social media. All right, now you're educated. The Florida man and Karens. Who knew? Just in case you didn't know. All right, let's move on to this one. This one is from Big Mac. He emails us a lot. His emails are pretty provocative or thoughtful or whatever. And Big Mac says, Kate, what is your take on Ivanka Trump telling out-of-work Americans to come on and do something new, find a new career? It's a new ad campaign. I don't know if you've seen it or not. And that's what it's about, where she talks to business leaders in this 30-second spot and talks about knowing new skills and that there's a different trajectory, and the way to facilitate it in the workforce and make it smoother is to come up with something new, find something new. So you can only imagine on social media how that is going to get ripped apart. Find something new is not necessarily a bad idea. But when people are out of work and then they're being accused of being lazy or, I don't know, are they on the dole too much? You know, all this kind of conversation that's been swirling around. Or shouldn't they stay home? Because why wouldn't they stay home? They, no fault of their own, their job's gone. And if they stay home, that helps, flatten the curve. But anyway, this is an initiative and it's being promoted. It's called exactly what I said. FSN people. And so it is a catchphrase, but maybe it's just too simplistic, I guess. And the whole idea is, you know, we've got this unemployment meltdown happening for millions of Americans with the global pandemic still in sight and doesn't look like it's going away. And it's ravaging us financially, our financial health, our mental health in many cases, and our other aspects of our physical health. So, you know, it's slowed businesses, and non-essential businesses have really come to a close. You had, remember back in April, 20.5 million people who lost their jobs. That was the steepest and most sudden decline on record that, you know, we have. So that is the initiative. I mean, you can go there. You can go to findsomethingnew.org. And what do I think of it? I think it's smart to pivot. I mean, I talk about it. I've said it on this show. What can we do? You have to reimagine. You have to reboot somehow. I would challenge anyone to do that. I know it's not easy to do, but at some point, there's some new path. And there is something about learning a new skill and poking around. But it doesn't mean it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that it's for everybody. And, of course, when you say find something new, that could be to some people like, wait, are you saying I'm not doing anything? And that's the thing, because the armor that everybody has up around them right now is crazy. It's like we're in medieval times, isn't it? Sometimes I feel, am I jousting? Is this Game of Thrones? What side am I on? And I see this with people, and like I said, you know, you get all kinds of nicknames for people, you get all kinds of people waiting to shoot some video of you, so look out. All right, we move from that. You can debate for yourself what you think of Find Something New. I get the initiative, I get the idea behind it, and I get championing vocational, technical jobs, trades, and coming up with other things that are possible, different jobs, that kind of stuff. I mean, hey, I've done it. I am the juggler. I know exactly what those side hustles are like, so I'm right there with you. This one is from Tucker, and Tucker says, Kate, I have to tell you, living in Florida, it's like a roller coaster. It's like a roller coaster that you don't want to be on. One day I'm shocked. One day I'm happy. The next day I think, maybe people are going to be responsible. Then I'm scared to death when I see some of the partying happening in the past on the beaches and think of what that spread could mean. Because I don't know about you, but I do not want to get COVID-19 if possible, because I have a family around me, number one. But also, this is a thing that's unpredictable. And even if you don't have diabetes and you're not overweight and you don't have asthma or some heart condition, it still can flip you for a very bad loop. And who knows what kind of scarring that does to your lungs and what the rehab is like. Yeah, it's interesting in talking about the rehab. I think what is scary is seeing the x-rays of people's lungs, and some of them super young, and what they look like, and what does it take coming out of this, and the recovery time period that some people have described, and how hard it is to catch their breath. That is scary. And then you think you may have the symptoms of it, and you don't, because you have the chills. Imagine what this is going to be like in the fall and in the winter when you've got the flu to deal with and you try to disseminate. Okay, well, which is it? So they're talking about these cheap at-home tests that might be available, and maybe that would ease some people's minds. But again, it is pretty scary out there. And in some areas, talk to a friend in Buffalo, they're feeling pretty good in New York. They're feeling like, you know, we're weathering this together and we're going to be okay and we're going to get through it and we're not going to see those kinds of explosions of cases and deaths that we saw early on. We're headed to the Man Cave. Lots of discussion about Redskins and, oh, you know, new names. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, thanks to my good pal Andy for that ditty that never dies. Woo! Jimmy Kimmel and some of the late night hosts, they wanted a piece of that. No, you're not stealing my man cave intro. So it is the man cave / woe man cave. And, there isn't a lot to talk about in sports, but surprisingly, I've been a guest on some really big stations across the country to talk about just that, but there hasn't been a lot to talk about in the world of sports. But now we're coming closer to the NBA. They're starting up. Major League Baseball is starting up. Of course, part of the conversation is dealing with COVID and the tests and whatever, but they're moving forward. There's no stopping the NBA. They're in the bubble and they're rolling. In fact, if you look at, it's interesting story. If you look at Russell Westbrook and the fact that Russell Westbrook isn't even in the bubble in Orlando, and he tested positive for COVID-19. I guess the good thing is he doesn't want to pass that on to anyone, right? Because he's not a passer, so he won't be passing that on to anyone. And thanks to Tommy in Tucson for that little line. That's a good rim shot. Ba-dum-bump. Because, he gets accused of being a ball hog, so he's not passing on anything, virus or the ball. And he's not arriving in Orlando anytime soon. But others are there. So there are 22 teams in the NBA who are part of this restart. And, you know, what's the X factor? Where do they go? It's this really super shortened season. It's this playoff that's already been determined. So there are some that will be able to take advantage of it. And so many of the players really want to get out there and play again. And some of them were pretty skeptical because of going back and forth about the virus. And, you know, there you go. And speaking of skeptical, you know, there's this whole debate also now that there's a restart in the NBA about what are they going to wear on their jerseys. So there was the idea that they could have a social call out on the back of their jerseys. They didn't have to have their name. They could have, you know, something else because the NBA approved social justice messages during play later this month at ESPN's Wide World of Sports, that complex, that bubble in Orlando. So you could put Black Lives Matter, you could put someone's name, you could put whatever you wanted, whatever it was. Adam Silver and everybody else signed off on it, so that's it. But it's interesting, you know, you got like the Miami Heat's Jimmy Butler, who says he just wants to keep the nameplate on the back of his jersey blank to just underscore if he weren't an NBA player, he wouldn't be any different than anybody else of color. Boom, that's what he wants. I think there's going to be some conversation about what people decide they're going to wear, and that's the whole idea. What are they going to wear? And the jersey messages, you know, range from somebody had education, wants to have education on the back. Somebody wants to have say their name. Somebody wants to have peace. Somebody wants to have love us, you know, that kind of thing. And good for the NBA for saying, okay, we're rolling out. We're rolling with this. Let's move forward. This is the world that we live in. Now they're on this Florida campus. That's the other part of it. So what is it like living, no family contact because, I mean, conversation, FaceTimes, whatever they want, Zoom calls, but families can't come for like a month. So you have these 22 teams, think of the players, they cleared the initial quarantine period, they've been practicing on the courts that are set up in these converted ballrooms. Probably a ballroom I spoke at once, because I'm thinking, yeah, I spoke there, I know the ballroom, I guarantee I know one of the ballrooms. So players have checked into this temporary housing. They've got three resort locations, and they have meal service. They have amenities. They're trying to do, you know, they want to crown a champion in mid-October. They're trying to do what they can. I mean, it's a whole new world. You know what the three resorts are? The Grand Destino Tower at Coronado Springs, the Grand Floridian, and the Yacht Club. And the practices are being held at the convention centers at Coronado Springs and the Grand Floridian, in addition to the whole Wide World of Sports area where they're doing it. And I love what Rick Carlisle, the Mavs coach, said. He said, we're going to have a great attitude about it because we realize this is probably a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. This will go down in history as one of those unique events in sports history, so our guys have a great attitude about it. The quarantine was fine. Accommodations are terrific. Yeah, I mean, we just stay in the same place. It's like we keep living the same life. We were doing that at home, so what's the difference, right? This is what we do. And they're wearing masks. I've seen some of them exercising and wearing masks and whatnot. And it's just hanging out with their teammates in one spot and not traveling. That's what's so different about it, right? You know, they're saying, like Luke Walton, who's the Kings coach, he said the strangest thing for him is that he's happy about is that he took a whole carry-on bag, I can totally relate to this, and he brought his coffee, because I'm a coffee fiend. I can never get the coffee I want. I love Wawa coffee. They don't have it where I live, and so everybody's always sending it to me. See, he said he had like 7 pounds of coffee beans and his coffee grinder, and then he got, because he likes the fancy kind, he got a French press in his room. So these are the kind of things they're talking about, and that's what's going on in the NBA world. It's a pretty good life if you're in the NBA. I was talking to someone about this today. What do the average rookies even make in the NBA? The best. I mean, they pound it, but certainly not like the NFL or some of the other sports. Hey, speaking of the NFL, so we know it's final. After 87 years, Washington is changing its name. I mean, that's not new. We already know that it's there's a name change. But some of the names that are being thrown out there that it could be, I was thinking, I kept hearing Warriors, and now they're talking about, different names and announcing what that change will be pretty soon. I mean, look, Daniel Snyder had, it took so long, right? He had to be handcuffed by $620 billion, meaning companies threatening to bail. So that's it. The shift was on, and he had to either get on board or be screwed and have no advertisers. And you can't run a franchise, an NFL franchise, without that kind of backing, without the shareholders, of course, and certainly without the advertising either, and that's what the big threat was. So I guess now, they got to take into consideration a whole new logo, whole new name, and what is that name going to look like? Retiring the name means that the old jerseys will sell out to the old guard, and that whatever's new will end up selling a bunch of jerseys, I'm sure, of whatever the new name is. Could it be something with Warrior? I heard somebody told me today, Red Gulls. Oh, that would be a mistake. The Red Gulls. Here come the Washington Red Gulls. This doesn't sound right to me. I mean, it's got to have something stronger, something with some room behind it, but I don't know what that is for sure. I gave my suggestions the other day. The Washington Wigs, the Washington Lobbyists. Yep, got an actual... So join us on the air, Andy. What was your suggestion?
The Washington Bluecoats.
The Bluecoats, not the Turncoats, the Bluecoats.
Isn't that what what the blue coats were, the Americans during the Revolution?
Yes,
and
yes.
George Washington was the leader? I don't know.
Yes. Very nice. We know Washington's kind of dicey right now, so they might want to stay away from that. But I like the suggestion, absolutely. How about the capitalists? The capitalists. Why not? The Washington capitalists. Although that would conjure up something probably equally as evil for people because of money and what you could think that means. Or are you thinking capital? Because get it, Washington capital. I don't know. It takes me a long time to nail the naming thing. It took me 6 months to come up with the name for my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. You can get it on Amazon. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, hashtag, yeah, we're all in this together. Big shout out to Mo Flam. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.